A bill that could keep coal plants online and give tax incentives to small modular nuclear reactors is headed to the governor's desk. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports some lawmakers question whether Hoosiers should pay for those incentives with a $2 billion shortfall in the state budget.
The bill would allow a company that manufactures small nuclear plants to claim a 20% tax credit, a minimum of $280 million. Democratic Representative Matt Pierce asked the House to revise the bill.
Imagine what we could do with $280 million when it comes to providing people with health care, child care, other essential services that people may rely upon the state for.
That's about twice the amount lawmakers have been budgeting for local public health services this session. The author of the bill says it would help Indiana compete with other states for hundreds of good-paying jobs. The bill also requires utilities that want to close a coal plant to replace it with the same amount of energy capacity or more. That could put cleaner energy sources at a disadvantage. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.